My name is Harold Gaynor. I'm a master engraver for Tiffany & Company, and I've been with them for 61 years. In 1967, the first Super Bowl trophy was created, and how that came to be is that Oscar Riedner, who was then the director of the art department, took the president of the NFL out to lunch. And at that time, he sketched in on a napkin ring what he thought the Super Bowl trophy would look like. And from that design on a napkin ring to what we have now as the famous Super Bowl trophy has been one of the famous trophies that we've ever made at Tiffany's. And the trophy and I have been together for some time. The first step in this process is to paint the silver with a Chinese watercolor, which dries right away on the silver. After that, the artist or the engraver will actually draw on the monogram or the logo or the inscription based on the mock-up that he received from the artist. After that, it's drawn on, we scribe it on, actually lightly scratch it in the silver, wash off the white, and then the engraver is ready to actually cut it out with the tools. So the process is a 3 or 4 step process to the engraving. Much like a woodcarver uses his tools to dig out the wood, we're basically doing the same thing with our hand engraving tools. There are many tools that we use in the process. There are liner tools, there are point tools. So it's a lot of different tools that are required to complete the job. There's no room for error in this, making sure that everything lines up, that there are no slips or scratches in the piece, and that all the copy is correctly spaced. So really, you have to do your best work. The Super Bowl trophy this year, Peyton Manning was his last game, and it was a really special event for me to be able to work on it. Because again, this may be my last year, I'm not sure yet, but it certainly was an honor to be asked to work on it and to engrave it this year. It's certainly a big honor for me.